For comic book lovers, the year ends and begins with Comic-Con. Every summer, thousands descend on the San Diego Convention Center. Many are fans seeking out the next superhero or looking for that niche comic that you can't get in a store. And the place is teeming with people who create comics. Batten Lash is there. He writes a comic called Supernatural Law. Mr. Lash, thanks for talking with us.
Hi, yeah, I'm right in the center of the comic universe here.
What trends are you seeing this year in the comic world?
The trends just seem to be fantasy, science fiction, autobiography, and just general hijinks.
Now, how long have you been coming to Comic-Con?
I've been coming to Comic-Con since 1989.
Looking back at that first one, and now it's 2006, is it the same or is it different?
It has definitely grown. But I remember the first impression I got, I thought it was fun, energetic. I love seeing the people in the costumes. It just seemed vibrant.
People are in costumes?
Oh, yes. That's a big part of it. It's a small phenomenon called cosplay, where people will dress up as their favorite fantasy or comic book character and just walk around the convention for the weekend.
What are you wearing?
I am wearing my best Please Buy My Comic Book jacket.
Please buy my comic book jacket.
Yes, because I'm stuck at my booth all weekend.
Tell me about your comic book.
My comic book is about two warriors that represent the supernatural and the supernaturally afflicted. So who's scarier than Frankenstein? His attorneys.
So are there all kinds of courtroom antics?
Courtroom antics, legal intrigue. You know, a vampire doesn't like to be cross-examined on the witness stand. The werewolf cases are held at night court so the judge can see exactly what the defendant is.
Give me an example of a supernatural legal case.
Well, the two attorneys, Elena Wolf and Jeff Bird, represent a witch who sued for sexual harassment. She puts a love spell on someone. That person really doesn't want to fall in love with the schnook, so she takes the witch to court. So that gets kind of messy. Then there's another client, Mr. Negativity, a guy whose attitude is so bad he's literally a negative person and repels people, and the proverbial 800-pound gorilla that stands trial. They have clients like that.
Batten Lash writes the comic book Supernatural Law. We reached him at Comic-Con, a yearly gathering of comic book junkies. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Debbie.
I hope you're able to sell a lot of your comic books.
Well, if not, I'll be seeing a lot of cool costumes.